Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's pink party for the cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinlaw's hottest DJs, Dre 7 and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network on this Thursday morning. It's December the 13th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:38 a.m. Now, as always, we like to remind you about those school zones, and you know that they're in effect until 9 a.m., so make sure that you're staying engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school kids, school buses, and help our crossing guards and our resource officers as they're helping kids get in this morning. I tell you what, we're going to get right on point this morning. We're going to switch gears, and we are super excited. You know how we always say that you can have what you say? And so if that is true, and we know that it is, you might as well say what you want to have. Well, we have been believing that we are going to start to have stars to come into our studio. And so we have been calling those things forth, and we have a really big star in our studio this morning. She is a local woman, and many of you know her. She's Faith Ford. She's from originally from Pineville, Louisiana, and she left the South to see the big dreams, to see the stars of Hollywood. And you might remember her from One Life to Live, Another World, Murphy Brown, Hope and Faith. Well, we welcome Faith Ford to the studio for the very first time. Faith, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
So we're super excited about Faith being in the studio, but we're more excited about what she's bringing to Alexandria. But before we talk about yours and Campion, who is your husband, your endeavors, I want to talk about Faith. You know, we were talking before the show and we were talking about people living their dreams and you leaving home at such an early age and stepping out into the unknown because you had a dream. Let's talk about how that happened.
I actually left here the summer, 2 weeks after graduating high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been called forth to go model when I was 17. And I really had aspirations to get into fashion design and merchandising. I'd acted through high school, but I really never thought that was going to be the way I was going to make a living. So I moved to New York to model for the summer so that I could go back and have experience that way, make some funds to go to school, because I wasn't going to get a scholarship at Bodder where I was going to. So I had to earn. So they said, you can earn money. And I thought, oh, great, that'll be how I'll do it. And I get there. And of course, the agencies were like, you're too short. You're too this. I'm like, but you told me to come. So my mom had enrolled me in acting classes at Weiss Barron, which was teaching you everything. She said, well, you might as well take these classes and stay there and get what you can get. And I tried to still model, but I found myself loving what I was learning there and really realizing that this is a business. Show business is a business. It's not just something you do for fun. You can actually make a living.
And so when did you have that revelation that this is a business?
By the end of the summer. I was really saying, wow, my mom said, you've got to come home. And then I saw people actually, I ended up crashing a commercial call with a friend of mine who said, you should just go in. It was like 200 girls. And I ended up booking this huge Maybelline campaign, and I had no makeup on. I was blowing bubbles, and they can the campaign, but it gave me this inspiration that I thought maybe I should do this, because it would have ended up being a huge campaign, like a $200,000 campaign.
Wow.
Off the streets. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is huge. This is a possibility for me. And that's what inspired me to keep going. And then one thing led to another.
And so when your mom says, Faith, I sent you to New York for the summer and you've got to come home, you say what to her?
I said, just give me a few more months. She says, you have 1 month and that's it.
Wow.
You've got to come home. And that was like August. And it was like, I had September. By the end of that month, I had booked my first commercial.
And you were only 17 years old at the time.
I turned 18 in September 14th. So I'd gotten there in June, and by my birthday, a little thereafter, it was the time. It was, my mother said, we might be able to keep you there till Christmas, but beyond that, it's too expensive. And I thought, oh goodness, I've got to get it going. So I literally started, it was like, you know, you get really serious. And that's really what did it for me. By the time I was 18, by the June of the next year, I was on Another World.
Wow. And so when you go for the audition for Another World, what are you thinking? Because you really, this is really a first for you.
Yeah. Well, One Life to Live was my very first one. And so what that was just a guest star spot, and my acting coach for soap opera acting was what they had. They had a categorized commercial soaps, everything. She was a casting director, assistant casting director. She said, you might be right for a part on the show, but you have to come in and read with the main casting director. And I had no idea what I was doing. She said, can you do New England Lockjaw accent? I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm from
Louisiana.
I don't know. And she said, well, it's like Miss Howell on Gilligan's Island. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can totally do that. Because we watched that every afternoon. I was like, oh, what's that? I went from like, just, it was hilarious. But actually my first day of work, I lost my voice because I was so nervous. And they were going to let me go and cast the person right under me. And I said, no, let me do anything. I was writing notes. Let me call a doctor. I'll pay whatever. And I had no money to pay. But I said, so they called a doctor and they gave me a steroid shot. And it gave me just enough voice to get through. And I ended up doing 6 episodes. That took me out to L.A. for pilot season, which then brought me back. Because I ended up, the regular role was being recast in Another World. Kira Sedgwick was leaving the show. and she was playing Julia Shearer, and they said it would be a replacement, but not just a replacement of a replacement.
Wow.
So they had had a girl that replaced Kira that didn't work out for them, and I had to come in and replace her. Not the best way to come into a soap opera, because they're hardcore fans.
Absolutely. And whoever that person is who they always are.
Yes.
In the viewer's eyes. But so a lot is happening for you mm-hmm. as a young girl, really, because 18 mm-hmm. years old is still very young. And so how are you internalizing this? How are you dealing with all of this sort of meteoric rise to success?
You know, I just took it one day at a time. I think I really have done that my whole entire life. I really don't get wrapped up in what is supposed to happen or how it looks from the outside mm-hmm. in. I really just try to live my life each day as to how I have a standard for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up every morning with that standard that I set for myself. And I go to bed every night saying, did I accomplish the things that I wanted, my goals
mm-hmm.
for the day? And then I have little mini goals, and I have maximum goals mm-hmm. that I set for myself, like what I'd like to see myself doing in this time. But I really don't sit around looking at, I always think in terms of who might be watching, mm-hmm. you know, but more like, you know, my impression I'm giving to people in my life, my day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
What you accomplish in your life is important, but how you are as you accomplish things is more important.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you keep the two separated so that you understand your real life and who you really are and stay grounded?
I surround myself with people that I've known for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and I listen to them.
You really do listen.
I want their honest opinions,
uh-huh.
as frustrating as that may be sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Like my mom says, you're a control freak. And I'm like, I know I am. And it's true. I am. I do try to control things. But by someone saying to me that, I try to work on that.
So. And isn't that, though, the nature of women, especially when we're moving to what we feel is the mark? We're trying to control it along the way.
Yes.
But the thing that has impressed upon our meeting more than anything is your groundedness, your warmth, and your realness.
Thank you.
And that speaks volumes, because a lot of times as you go and grow, sometimes you sort of forget
mm-hmm.
along the way. But you've managed to have the success and still stay rooted and grounded. And what do you think has really kept you rooted?
I've had a lot of issues along the way, like personal things to deal with, like health issues. Like I had Graves' disease mm-hmm. when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things like that happen to you in your life. And that's automatically going to ground you. It's like takes the rug out from under your feet to a certain extent. People around me, when I've had losses in my life,
mm-hmm.
My first marriage was not successful. And that was a real hard thing for me to come to terms with and deal with. Mm-hmm. But again, it grounded me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I don't blame anyone. I take full responsibility for how I got in and, mm-hmm. and all of that. I also am not perfect, and
nor are any of us.
And so by realizing that's true, I'm a recovering perfectionist, which means I have always tried to strive to be, and I say no more. I'm not perfect anymore. I don't mm-hmm. need to be perfect. I don't need to be right.
What do you think was the root cause of that, needing to be perfect?
Probably being born with issues. Like maybe I think it goes back to just little baby things. I was born with crooked leg, so I had to have a cast, body cast,
mm-hmm.
like from the waist down for the first 6 months of my life. So, you know, you're either going to go one way or the other. You're either going to let that, it's going to be something subconsciously that kills you, or it's going to drive you forward.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that drive is like, I'm not the girl with a crooked leg, you know, and mm-hmm. I, you know, but yet by the same token, I was born with a tooth. So that gave me an advance.
You were born with a tooth.
Yes. I had a little tooth that my grandma thought it was a bubble, but it was a tooth. So I think there was, I was like this juxtaposed thing. I had like a great advancement on one side and something that could have really held me back on another.
Uh-huh. And I'm looking at your teeth now. They look great. Hey, y'all, yeah. We've got Faith Ford in the studio. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll have more right after this.
Thank you.
You know we don't have to talk about it. We got a different way. Other anyway. La, 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 la.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot can get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we are so pleased and honored to have Faith Ford in the studio. And many of you remember her from her first guest appearance on One Life to Live, Another World, Murphy Brown, and even Hope and Faith. And this morning, we're talking about how Faith, her journey took on its course, and now God is really doing a new thing in your life. But I was saying to Faith that during the break, what we love to do, Faith, is we love to tell stories, because sometimes when you're sitting in the Twin Cities of Alexandria and Pineville, you think nothing big could come out of something so little. But not only have you proven that to be the case, but coming back home, you're proving that it can still be done right here, and I love that.
Well, I always say everything big starts small.
I say that too.
It does.
I say that too.
It's like a perfect analogy is if you take a snowball and you start it down a hill, it's going to pick up more snow.
That's right.
And then huge eventually.
That's right.
So and I love snowmen, so that's quite an interesting thing that I would bring that analogy in. But I think the spirit of a small town should always be here, you know? But we're never going to get so big that we forget that here. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to allow growth in a good way. And we have enough people here that want that. And let me just tell you, I love the way it was to a certain extent, but I'm I want to allow to let it be what it needs to be now. You know, our kids are changing, they're growing up, we have so many other things that we can learn and grow from that it's okay to have that present. Keep the old and new together. I'm all about preservation as well as allowing new stuff, because sometimes you can take an old building and refurbish it and it's better than ever.
Absolutely.
So, and I love mixing old with new. Like, I love old people and young people together. We can learn from each other. So that is my goal. I love that. I embrace the fact that we have a huge retirement community. You know, I just adopted a grandparent recently from
Did you?
Yeah, just for Christmas, because a lot of people don't have kids that can take care of them. And so it was really neat to be able to do that. And on an individual level, I feel that, but I also love that there's young people here that are that need direction, you know, and sometimes going to a big city is not the best place for them to go.
Absolutely. And what happened in your life really speaks to, and this is a word that we both love, possibility, that you can have a dream, and of course you didn't know that acting, that you'd be bitten by that bug, but the possibility exists. And for all of those young people that are looking at you, looking at your career and what you've accomplished thus far, because I believe the best is yet to come, you can say to them, if I did it, if God did it for me, he'll do the same for you.
Oh, for sure. I mean, on paper, my husband always say, on paper, neither one of us were supposed to be doing what we're doing. I mean, neither one of us have a college degree.
Wow.
Which is, you know, because we started working. I had my first job when I was 18.
You started working as a baby.
Yeah. And so I learned on the job, which is why this program is so important, is that we don't exclude people because maybe they weren't able to go to school, because sometimes very talented people didn't get there, or they couldn't afford to, or especially now with the economy the way it is, kids are having to drop out of school because their parents can't afford it, you know. So there's all various reasons why we can't exclude that. We're welcoming it if they're... And a lot of kids are actually having degrees, and they can't do anything with them when they're out. So come on, come aboard.
And so you and your husband have started the Alexis Crew Productions, which is, you're the producer, and your husband is the writer-director. And it's a grassroots movement that is designed to do just what you talked about, bring those people along that are dreaming of something greater.
Yes, and realizing that it takes a village for a production. It really does take a village. I was explaining to them last night, we had a sort of orientation meeting and some people came. And I'm trying to really educate, even with the whole reason for doing this. Okay, when you have a production, there might be only five cast members on camera. But what I found so fascinating about my first job, there'd be two people in a scene, but there's a city of people getting ready and preparing and things like that. I was like, look, get all of these jobs, and they're all creative. And guess what? They go to the Oscars, and they go to the Emmys, just like the actors do.
That's right.
And they walk home with statues, sometimes before actors do.
And you know what? I think that that's powerful, because what it really lends itself to is that everybody can't be on camera. But behind the camera, to power what happens in front of the camera, it does take that village.
And also what I was explaining is that as an actor, even a long time, I mean, look, I've got almost 30 years in this business. This year's my 30th year. I couldn't possibly be on camera enough really, because there's so many parts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they like to spread it out. So, for example, Hallmark likes me, but I can't be on every Hallmark movie.
Right.
People get tired of you, so they spread it around. So think about how bored I would be if I didn't do other things.
Right.
So I encourage them to do that now when they're young. Go and find out other departments you might be interested in so that you're always working and you're always keeping it.
Right.
Work other sides of your brain.
Right.
If you're interested in clothing, get in the wardrobe department. If you're interested in hair and makeup, get into that department.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any kind of computer skills, get in there in the post-production department, because that's when you've got VFX, special effects. All this stuff happens on computer nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those skills can be applied.
And so you have decided to bring the over almost three decades of experience and love that you have for this business. You've decided to bring it home.
That's right.
Talk about how you hope that this movement, because I believe that that's what it will become, a movement, will impact this city and this state.
Well, I'm hoping that it will bring the community together.
Mm.
I think that I say, and I've told Chad Bailey, who's involved with us on this, I met him through working with the Arno Bonton Museum.
He was the executive director of the Arno Bonton.
Yes, he was the executive director. Mm-hmm. And I told him, oh, it's interesting because this is very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an exclusive club.
I love that.
It's an inclusive club. Because
amazing.
I couldn't possibly exclude anyone, you see, because I might be excluding some of the best artists out there.
That's
in these departments.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say everybody goes on a list.
Mm-hmm.
If you even say I'm interested, you're on the interested list. It's community.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a community theater
program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
And so how excited are you about this? Because you made a decision,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't have to do it
here
in Alexandria Pineville. How excited are you about the possibility of what this will bring, the inclusion?
As excited as I was when my sister got me into the National Forensics League in the speech program when I was going into my freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels like that for me, because I had no idea that I even had a skill or a talent to do this. And she's a great person in my life. She was a great role model, and she went into radio. She was in radio when she was in high school.
Wow.
Working the midnight shift. So there was no in our life. It was like
there was no in our lives.
Yeah.
I love that.
We literally, it was like maybe later, or just not right now, or we're going to try this for now. If it doesn't work out, we'll try it later. It was just, that's the way we've always looked at it. So I want everyone in the community to realize that. If everything doesn't happen instantaneously, because it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Life is just a process. My daddy, after he had had his second aneurysm, he was sitting in a chair by himself, and you'd think he's checked out. He turns to me, and we had been talking, and my mom and I were talking about this and talking about that. My husband was talking about it. He turns and says, you know what life is? Life is just a series of happenings.
Wow.
You see, this one happens, this thing happens, and the next thing happens, and the next thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Some happenings are good, some happenings are not so good, but they're all just happenings.
Wow.
So this is a happening.
I love that. And what we want people to know is that great things come out of great people like yourself, and to have the heart to say, and we were talking about it before the show, you said you don't want to live your life with regrets, and that's why we wake up every single morning to touch another person that will say, I have a passion for this, or I think I could do that, or what would happen if we tried?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you decided not to live with that regret, and you decided to try.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my life is all about trying. It's not a failure if I've tried.
That's right.
I've never failed. As long as I try, I haven't failed. If I never try, I feel, I failed myself on that because I didn't try.
Nothing beats a failure but a trier. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We've got Faith Ford in the studio. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to have more about this grassroots movement and how you can get involved. Stay on point.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a Heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for Intervention Procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Stormy O'Mardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. We are having the most fun, and we hope that you are taking this conversation and that you are embracing what God is really doing. You know, Faith Ford is in the studio. She has been, you've seen her in many things. She's a native Alexandrian, Pinevillian, and she's home. And she's home to be the change that she wants to see in our community. And one of the things that we were talking about, just to give you just a little insight of what happens during the break, we were talking about connections. And I was telling Faith that one of the main things that we do, and our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten. But it's, we call it the OPT Network because God is connecting us. He is systematically and divinely connecting us to the right people at the right time. And those people, in turn, Faith, make an impartation. Mm-hmm. into our listeners. And I believe this morning that your being here is no accident, mm-hmm. and that there is an impartation that is happening right now, because when you look at the sum total of the more than almost 30 years that you've put into this business, you made a decision mm-hmm. to be here at this time, mm-hmm. and you didn't have to do it.
Mm-mm. No, I was called here. I was called right on back.
I know, but I feel that emotion coming from.
Oh, it is there, because it's in my heart, it's in my soul. Of course, you know, you leave physically, but your heart never leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know why I was in New York when I was 17. I was like, Lord, there's got to be a reason I'm walking on mm-hmm. this street, and I feel like I'm a gerbil.
You feel like you're a gerbil.
I did. You do feel like that. You have to learn. You have to learn how to live in the city. You have to, and it was against my nature initially, and now I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know all of that. I know why I was supposed to learn to be streetwise, and I was supposed to learn to be tough, and I was mm-hmm. because look, I'm a blonde girl from the South.
Mm-hmm.
There was every reason that I should have not succeeded in New York.
Absolutely.
There was every reason I should have gotten involved in drugs or whatever you're supposed to do, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really powerful voice right there beside me.
Mm-hmm. And God kept you for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this movement that you all are bringing to Alexandria, let's tell people, Faith, what it is and how they can get involved.
Alexis Crew Productions is a grassroots effort that my husband and I founded in order to stimulate people's interest and opportunity to be a part of a crew that can be ever-growing. There are no limits.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cutoff point. All you have to do is find your skill that can be a part
mm-hmm.
of making productions, whether it be film, television, reality, documentary, whatever, however we branch out,
mm-hmm.
we're not limiting ourselves mm-hmm. right now. We're starting with a short film, and that's how we want on-the-job training. So mm-hmm. you're immediately, when you sign up, you're already on a list
mm-hmm.
as interested people. Even if you can't be part of this one we're doing,
mm-hmm.
that's the week before Christmas, you will be called. Because we want that list. We want to know the people
mm-hmm.
that could be part of this group. We have a lot to give here.
Mm-hmm.
We love that productions come here, but we want to know that our people are being able to actively get mm-hmm. jobs and work in this industry. If we keep bringing people in, and we love being hosts and everything, and that's wonderful, but we need to be able to cultivate our own skills
mm-hmm.
so we can make our own product right here in the state of Louisiana, because there's talent here.
Mm-hmm.
They're working in the industry, but there's people right now that have been giving their time and working for a lot. They could be department heads right now.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing.
And you're hoping to cultivate that here. And you know, yesterday we had Jane Wright Velez, who was on the show, and she talked about going overseas as a young girl into missionary work, and she said they went to Thailand, and the moral of the story is this: she asked the people there if they'd ever come to the United States, and she said no, unequivocally no. And she said, well, why? She said, because there's work here to do. And I believe that that's the very same point that you're making. We have people here.
That's right.
We don't have to keep going outside and bringing others in. We have gifts and talents here.
That's right. And it's been here for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in the state for 10 years. It's time.
Absolutely. And Faith, I want to ask you this before we've got to let you go. I want you to talk about the gift and when you knew you had it.
I'm still finding gifts. Mm. I don't know that I found them all. I'm working on that. That's one of the things that I guess when I knew I had the first gift of acting, probably being able to do that, was through my sister. That was in high school, probably before I would entertain for my parents. And I knew that it was a gift because I wasn't comfortable showing it to anybody.
Wow.
I wasn't needing to show it to somebody to find that out. It came from within me. It was an expression in a way, because mm-hmm. I was a very shy child.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would watch people, and I would soak them up, and I would observe. I was a watcher. Mm-hmm. I've always been that way. So that I could then recreate.
Mm-hmm.
I could recreate
mm-hmm. Wow.
So it started when I was really young.
Absolutely.
But all this producerial thing, mm-hmm. I think that came on, gosh, first time I hosted a dinner party. It's all the same, you know.
It's a production.
Yeah. You help, you all get in the kitchen. I love it when a lot of people cook together because they do different dishes, dinner on the grounds and stuff. Well, that's what this is. If you've ever had a church dinner on the ground where all the ladies bring in their dish, that's what I'm asking you. Bring your dish.
Bring your dish.
Bring your dish. We want to try it.
Bring you and what you have and see what you can birth. And so, Faith, for people to get involved in this movement, what do they need to do?
Well, they can go to our website, alexiscrewproductions.com, and it can show them the way to go. I know right now we could use some people in the wardrobe department. So if you are a seamstress, we need you. If you like clothes and you like to shop and you fancy yourself coordinating and being able to work with color and design, we need you.
Wow.
If you have theater background in high school, college, and you've dressed people, we want you. We love people like that. That, you know, look, hey, if we have 10 people per group, that's great. I think we probably could use some more people in the sound department. So anywhere from holding a boom mic to whatever, we could use. We're not going to turn anybody away. Just look on our website, alexiscrewproductions.com. Our offices are over at the incubator.
Okay.
On Wimbledon.
We work a lot with the incubator.
We're happy to have that place. And so you can drop off a resume there or information of how we can get in touch with you and what department you might be interested in. And production assistants are needed, you know, behind the scenes in the office. So clerical skills are important if you can type.
Right.
That's great.
So nobody is going to be left out. If you have got anything, if you have got any aspirations and you want to sit, I'd like to say it like this. If you want to sit at the feet of someone who's been there, who's done that, who understands productions, who understands Hollywood, who understands acting, then this is where you'll want to be. Now, if you're not computer savvy, the good old-fashioned way is to simply pick up the phone and dial 318-416-5340. Faith, you have been more than amazing.
Thank you so much.
And you have been more than gracious with your time, because I know we have run way over what we thought we would. But you know what? It's always, always incredible to hear another story, because what we believe about stories is it gives life to the next story.
Amen.
And your story is going to give life to many stories. And we're in the birthing process right here in the Twin Cities, Alexandria and Pineville, and really surrounding Central Louisiana. So there are no exclusions. If people that are listening from all those outlying areas, we want to encourage you to get in where you fit in, become a part of this grass movement, and let's see what greatness will happen. Faith Ford, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network.
Thank you so much.
Oh, y'all, you're on point. We're going to take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
So it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what it made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. Can you believe that the week is almost over? Well, if you're just getting your morning started, it's December the 13th. It's 8:26 a.m. And we want to remind you that school zones are in effect still until 9 a.m. And we want to thank, once again, Faith Ford for being on point for the very first time and sharing her information with the OPT Network first. The goal of Alexis Crew Productions is to assist the city of Alexandria in maintaining a consistent presence in the state film industry while building a solid local crew that will continue to thrive for generations to come. So we want to thank Faith Ford and her crew for being on point and sharing that information with our audiences, DC, first. Thanks, Faith. Now, We are switching gears this morning. It's the holiday season, and it feels great. And if you've not stepped outside this morning, it even feels more like the holidays. And what do people love to do during the holidays more than anything? Well, they bake a lot of stuff, and we eat a lot of stuff. And so this morning, we're joined by Susan Reed. Now, let me tell you who Susan is. She grew up in New Jersey, and she graduated from Bates College and the Culinary Institute of America. And she is presently enjoying her fourth career in advertising, running restaurants, and teaching at the New England Culinary Institute. Now, she's got something very special this morning. We're talking about the cookbook that has been in existence for a long time. It is the King Arthur Cookbook, and she's here to talk about the cookbook, its reinvention of itself, and baking for the holidays. Susan, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
And so everybody, Susan, is thinking about baking, but you guys are doing something very special with the cookbook. Let's talk about it first.
Mm-hmm. I work for King Arthur Flour, which is the country's oldest flour company, and we wrote 10 years ago, I was hired to test the recipes for this cookbook, which became the King Arthur Flour Baker's Companion. And the book sort of looks like one of our flour bags, and it's got the knight on the cover. But it's a soft cover version, and it's all the material that we originally developed, plus every correction of every boo-boo that we found since we first published is already in this book.
Uh-huh. And for those people who don't know about King Arthur Flour, more than 200 years of baking wisdom. And the King Arthur flour consistently produces the highest quality flour in America. So you're working with the best of the best.
Yes.
And so, and we, go ahead.
No, we basically, when we built this cookbook, we went through all of our recipes that we had in our in the vault, so to speak, and we tested them all one more time and made sure they worked. And we made illustrations where we thought people would need some help to get a picture of how to make things work.
Uh-huh.
There's nutritional information for everything. It's really a great book.
And so what do you hope that people will be able to glean from this edition that maybe they didn't get from the last one?
Well, one nice thing about it is it's a soft cover book, but it's got a sewn binding, so it lays flat in the kitchen. And if you might have balked at the price before, it's much more reasonably priced, but you get all the same good information. So
mm-hmm.
The aim of King Arthur Flour Recipes is to make things seem simple and possible.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to get in the kitchen and bake, and we are more than willing to explain everything that we want you to do. Plus, we have people on the phones here in Vermont that will answer any question you would have anywhere in the process.
And so a forum which some 80,000 bakers share their techniques, seek advice, and crowdsource their own recipes. Where do they do that at, except for at King Arthur?
Yeah. We have a couple of things. We have a community site where people share their recipes with each other. We have a really big, active Facebook page. We are sending things to Instagram pretty regularly. So you can find us in the digital world as well as on a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm. And so for the holidays, Susan, we know a lot of people are going to be baking. You've got a lot of incredible recipes in the cookbook. So what are some of your favorite recipes for the holidays?
The cookies, I think most people start, they really do a lot of holiday cookies. And mm-hmm. if you're shipping cookies to someone that you care about, bar cookies are usually a good way to start. We have a Yuletide toffee square in this book. We have, ginger and lemon squares. We have toffee bars,
mm-hmm.
date squares, raspberry ones. We have almost any kind of, and then there's rollout cookies, too. We have, there's a recipe in here called stained glass cookies that is a really easy rollout cookie to work with, and it's incredibly tasty. So decorating cookies is one of the most fun things you can do, I think, at this time of year.
And so for those people that are going to want to be baking cookies, and a lot of people send those out as gifts, mm-hmm. Is there a key to making that a more successful venture so that the cookies are intact when they get there?
Well, if you're going to do something like a drop cookie, if you package them where you put stacks of them, you put the flat sides together, and you could put two or four inside like a muffin paper,
mm-hmm.
that paper will kind of hold things together, and you want to pack them tightly. You don't want to squish them, but you don't want a lot of loose space between them, because then they'll bounce around when they get shipped. That's one of the reasons why I like bar cookies, because brownies are a little bit easier to, you can cut them square and you can put them in a box and everything will stay put.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, Susan, there's a love, and you talk about this being one of many careers, the love of baking. Where does that come from, you think?
I think that when you're cooking for someone, you're sharing something in the most basic way possible. And I think what you're feeling at the time that you're cooking something shows up in the food. I mean, I'm a chef as well as a baker, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's very personal. I think it's a way to make a connection with people.
Mm-hmm.
Your time, your effort, your skill went into whatever it is that you're putting on that plate, and most people will respond to that.
Mm-hmm. And so right now the book has been repackaged, and it is up there with some of the most amazing cookbooks really in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about why it's going to be important for people to pick up the 10th anniversary of the original release. Talk about
mm-hmm.
why it's important for people to pick this book up.
I think especially given the tough economic times, if people can learn to bake or get more comfortable or expand their baking skills, it's something that makes you feel good, and it also can save you an incredible amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can spend $4 on a loaf of bread at the grocery store. For that $4, if you buy a bag of flour and some yeast, you can make yourself 8 loaves of bread, and it's going to taste better.
You'd have to really be a Renaissance woman to do that, though, huh? I mean, is it so simple? Susan, because you made that sound like that's just so simple. Is it so simple that anybody can do it?
Well, I think that it is, but it's one of those things, mostly you have to get over the fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to give it a try, there are lots of easy breads that you can try.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never done it before and you're curious about how to get started, all you need to do is call us up. And we have bakers on the phone that will literally hold your hand through the entire process.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so what do you hope is the most enjoyable part of what people that will buy this cookbook will find?
I know people, well, I think the head notes in every recipe are fun to read. I know of people that buy our books and read them like bedtime reading. they do. I mean, I read cookbooks the same way, but I would like to see people pick up the book and look at it and say, oh, this doesn't sound hard. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And baking should be fun. It should be comfortable. It should be something that you get a lot of joy out of.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy is in the sharing.
Absolutely. And so for you and your family, what are you going to be baking this holiday season?
Well, I started at Thanksgiving.
You started at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because I send gift packages to lots of people, but there's a recipe in here called The Best Hermits Ever. I've been making that recipe for years and years.
And tell us what that is, Susan, really quickly.
It's like a molasses it's a molasses cookie that's really soft, and it has raisins in it, and I usually put a little confectioner sugar glaze on it,
mm-hmm.
so it lasts really well in tins, and I have about 5 family members who won't share anymore. They have to have their very own tin of these cookies.
10 of those cookies.
Yes.
And so the recipe.
A lot of hermits get made.
So the recipe is in the book.
Yes, it is. It's called The Best Hermits Ever.
The Best Hermits Ever. Okay. And what else?
What else am I baking? I've made several loaves of apple breads. I've made the salted nut bars, which is a baking tea recipe. They're not in the book, but I will be about to make the cookie dough for the stained glass cookies, and those are the cookies that I will decorate this year. It's got a little bit of cream cheese in it,
mm-hmm.
so it's really, it's tasty, and it's easy to roll out, and it behaves very well, and it holds its shape. So
uh-huh.
I'm getting ready to change gears and start cookie decorating.
I love it. Well, we hope that this year, this holiday season, will bring about many bakers. The cookbook is called The King Arthur Flour Bakers. And Susan Reed, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of what I'm sure is going to be a busy, busy day for you. Give us the website and how people can connect.
It's kingarthurflour.com, and flour is F-L-O-U-R.
All right, King Arthur Flour. Again, the book is The King Arthur Flour's Baker's Companion. And so, Susan Reed, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Happy holidays. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy Holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your work day, school day started, it's 8:44 a.m. And today, D.C., is December the 13th. And we are getting very, very close to the peak.
the party of all parties.
The pink party for The Cure.
Darlene's out there working like a worker bee, getting it ready to go.
Darlene and her team have turned into absolute worker bees to make this the most exciting party of the party season. It's the kickoff to the party season. And you know what? It is not too late. If you are still wanting to get a table or tickets, DC, yeah, they can do that. All you've got to do is phone Darlene St. Romain and her team, 318-346-2540, or you can phone the OPT offices at 318-445-5658.
Absolutely. Or you can just come to the door of the pink party with $20, and that is secured.
That's right. Your donation of $20 helps us.
You in.
Exactly. It gets you in. It helps us to eradicate breast cancer. You know, our mantra has been hell no to breast cancer.
No.
Hell no to breast cancer and hell yes to the cure.
That's correct.
NDC people are calling us from near and far asking, okay, what is the dress attire for this pink party? Well, the rule and all the rules have been that there are no rules. So you can wear whatever you feel like it, as long as you have just a splash of something pink.
Absolutely. Some people will just wear pink pants.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they're doing is showing their solidarity toward the breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And it's all about breast cancer, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about eradicating breast cancer and finding the cure. You know, and the party's not going to be just too over the top. It's not one of those, you know, over the top parties.
It's not going to be an over the top party, but it is going to be a fun party.
Over the top fun.
Over the top fun. And you know what? It's going to be good, clean fun. Everybody
Absolutely.
Is getting their outfits on point, whatever your outfit is. And I'm going to tell you, nobody, and I know that she will not prove us wrong, nobody throws a party like Darlene's parties.
Nobody.
So it is going to be a party that is unhinged with great fun, great fellowship. But most importantly, DC, we've called it a party with purpose.
Absolutely. And Darlene's going to be giving away all types of, I mean, she's just flat out right giving away prizes.
Mm-hmm. Door prizes.
You know, I don't even know if you can call them door prizes, because she's just going to be giving away stuff. I don't, you know, TVs and trips.
Well, DC, you're not supposed to tell, because we don't know what Darlene's.
Well, you know, if you're not at the party, you don't know what she's going to be giving.
Absolutely. Well,
she's going to be giving. She might give the Rover truck to somebody.
I doubt
donate
it.
The truck.
I doubt it. I doubt if she's going
to
give.
Well, you want to be there in case she decides to give away one of the vehicles.
Absolutely, DC. There.
I don't want to miss it.
I don't. We're not going to miss it. There are only 11 days, 15 hours, 12 minutes, and 0 seconds until Christmas. And what better way to kick off your Christmas holidays with a pre-pink party for The Cure? Y'all, I'm telling you, we're so excited. People are calling us. We had family calling us last night from Dallas. Brent and Andrea are driving in. Welcome to... welcome to the OPT Network and the pink party for The Cure. They're driving in, getting ready for not only the pink party, but...
Also for my little niece, Leanne Mingo's graduation.
Congratulations to Leanne Mingo.
Yeah.
Graduating from Northwestern State University.
That's you.
Home of the Demons. And so that's coming up. We know that people have a lot going on this weekend. But I tell you one thing, for $20, for you to show your support and your solidarity, to say hell no to breast cancer and hell no. Yes to The Cure, is something that you can't beat. So if you've been on the bench and you haven't become a part of the movement, we're saying, why not? We're always saying there are no parties. There's no great happenings in our area. Why won't somebody do something?
A good clean party.
A good clean party.
It's a good clean party.
Yeah, where a diverse group of people are going to be there from near and far.
Absolutely.
Various different age groups. And
conjugate.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? We're going to party with a purpose in mind, because... Even though we're going to party like it's 1999. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? We still have many people in our hearts and our prayers. And this is why we have we did get a late start. And we tell you guys this, but we wanted to have this one last fundraiser. And Darlene jumped in and she said, I don't know what I can do. And then finally she got it. And the reason why our pink party is late this year is because of the venue and getting the venue, D.C.
Absolutely. It wasn't as easy as we thought it would be to get a venue.
Mm-hmm. And so that took time. But you know what? Undaunted by the no's of the venue or the bookings of the venue, Darlene said, hell nah. Hell no to that, and hell yes to The Cure. She kept on. She was relentless. Yeah, I said it. I said that. Okay. But she was. She's relentless, and she kept on and kept on at City Hall in Bunkie. And we want to thank the mayor of Bunkie, who helped to facilitate us getting a date at Hayes Auditorium. And so all of the people who are in our audience, in fact, we've had some people as far as Monroe. Lady D said, you know what?
Lady D?
I won't be able to make it. She said, but at 8 o'clock, I'll be setting my table for my pink party at home.
Absolutely. Way to go, Lady D.
Way to go. That's the spirit that we love to see.
Lady D, we got your picture, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're so blessed by all of the letters that we have been getting.
Monroe. We're going to be touching base with y'all now.
West Monroe.
We're coming to your city.
Absolutely. Shreveport, Bossier.
The network is about to move in.
Good morning to all. And, you know, for all of those people, D.C. and Opelousas, Ville Platte, Marksville.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
Winfield.
I'm going to tell you, Carlette, that having Faith Ford come to the studio was awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm still sort of reeling from that.
Absolutely. It was
awesome.
It was awesome. And you know what?
She was awesome.
She was awesome.
She was a fine lady.
And people are texting me saying, I'm glad I tuned in. Well, you know what? We want people that will tune in every morning to the OPTU network. Because you know why? You never know who's going to be on point.
You never know who's going to be on the point.
That's right. And you know what? Our faith in calling those things that we can't see forth is just getting so amazing. And we want to encourage you, don't get left out.
Isn't it amazing what Faith is doing around here? It's like, you know, she's gone out into the big world, made it big in Hollywood, and now she's back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually about to do some things that's gonna help some people here to actually see their dreams through. I mean, you know, and like she was saying, it starts off small. And everything does. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're driving, you got to walk to your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, it's just it's awesome to see, and it's just awesome hearing her story and have her say how she was 17 and she went down there and she just did what they said do, and she just let the process take its course, and it's taken her to places that she's never thought she would end up going.
And you know what? I believe, and I said to Faith, because we had great conversation on and off the air, I believe, Faith, and I know that you're listening, that the best is yet to come.
Absolutely.
And I said to her, like I have said to many women, D.C., when you have that altruistic spirit, and what I mean by that is that selflessness, and we were talking about celebrating each other, and ladies especially, when you celebrate those people that you see on a journey, you may not have started your journey yet. You may still be in the birthing process. You still may be pregnant with that dream, with that vision. You may be waiting to go into the birthing room, so to speak, metaphorically. But I guarantee you that when you help someone else that is in the process, you see, of birthing, that they're lamenting, they're going through the labor pains, and I got my hands on my hip because I can remember being so big pregnant. Oh, y'all, I got huge. I was mammoth, and I had my hands on my hip, and I was saying, God, oh, Lord, how much longer, you know, how much longer do I have to, you know, have to endure? You know, because pregnancy is wonderful at the beginning, but at some point when you get so big and then your belly starts to drop and you know that this process is about to come to fruition and you're about to, that baby that you've named and that you've spoken to and you've sang to and you've loved and you've carried that thing in your womb for so long and you know that day is coming where you're going to finally
see the manifestation, I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like it. Even if you have not birthed a baby, you've been there with a sister friend who has gone through, and you've been there, and you've loved on her, and you've helped her, and you've encouraged her, and you've shared that journey. And so this morning, what we want to encourage you to do is, you're sitting at your desk listening to the OPT network, or you're driving in trying to get the last bits of the show, I personally want to challenge you to help someone else. If you're not in the labor room, if you're not delivering right now, I want to encourage you to be a part of someone else's vision. And Faith and I both love the word possibility.
Yeah.
When you believe in possibility, anything, y'all, can happen.
Absolutely.
Anything can happen. And that's just the way that it is. And that's why we wake up every single morning very early to make the change. You know why?
Yeah.
Because we believe that change starts with you, and it starts with us. And as always, we thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Do you see? We get so excited about change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One good change to make is being at that pink party this weekend.
One good change is to be at the pink party for the cure.
Because you're going to have some fun.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to help to eradicate breast cancer. It's all about Central Louisiana, baby.
It's all about Central Louisiana. And you know what? When we conquer that, the rest of the world is next.
Hey, and you can still get your free mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
Contact Diane Kitts. 487-1122 over at Cabrini Hospital.
Absolutely.
Free mammogram. That's what it's all about. Early detection is the key. It absolutely is the key.
It is the key to eradicating breast cancer. It is the key to saying hell no to breast cancer and hell yes to the cure.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm going to tell
it's
you.
It's close, man.
The weekend is close. And what's going to happen on the weekend?
The pink party for the cure is going down.
It's going
everybody down. Who somebody is going to be in the place.
That's right. We want to see your face.
Don't
in
hate,
the place.
Appreciate.
Don't hate, celebrate. Celebrate, yeah. Life.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Lean's putting it together, though. Put it together, Lean.
And we celebrate those women that are being the change that they want to see.
I ain't mad at you. Do your thing.
Absolutely.
Darlene.
You're hyped up. You're hyped up this morning.
She puts it down. She's putting together the party of all parties.
The party of all parties.
The party of all parties.
Absolutely. Y'all, 11 days.
Brice Yeroa is going to be in the house. Him and Andrea.
Do you see? It's 11 days, 15 hours, 2 minutes, and 59 seconds until Christmas.
There it is.
2012. Y'all, it has been our great.
This is too much fun.
I know it. It's too much too much fun. For this early in the morning, we hope that
Gene's going to be at the pink party.
Gene's going to be at the pink party.
Yeah.
We can't even list off. Maybe tomorrow we'll try to list some of the names of the people that are going to be at the I can't even say it. The the pink party for the cure.
Get low.
Uh-oh.
Let's get out.
Do I need to get low with it?
Let's go to the office.
All righty. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Another special thank you to Faith Ford. Hey, we can't say thank you enough. You are absolutely amazing. Thank you guys for spending your morning with us. As always, we love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for David II, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. And guess what? Tomorrow is Friday. Have a great day, y'all. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation